The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun. Highs around 89, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows around 64. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs around 86. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the ribbon cutting that happened last week at the new National Bio-Agro Defense Facility at Kansas State University, it's set to be a brand new state-of-the-art, never-before-seen biosafety level 4 lab at Kansas State, studying potential animal diseases. One cause for concern from many in the community was the potential outbreak of a certain virus, which the U.S. Department of Agriculture says that's nothing to be concerned about.
There's always a risk, but what I will say is that this is the most secure biocontainment laboratory ever built in the United States.
Reassurance comes from the fact that people are working every single day to create the vaccines, to create the ability of the surveillance, to be able to create the diagnostic lab capacity to be able to identify problems.
That audio from KSNT News. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly also talked about the importance of the lab.
The work that will be done here will be critical in protecting the country and the world against biological, agricultural, and zoonotic diseases.
But American Network News.
Look no further than Midwest Kia for your next new Kia or certified pre-owned Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. We have 90 new Kias on our lot and ready for you today. With more arriving every day, check out the new 2023 K5, sporty Sorento and Sportage, and the amazing Telluride. Are you considering buying a pre-owned Kia from anywhere else in town? Don't waste your time. Only Midwest Kia can offer you a certified pre-owned Kia and the peace of mind that comes with owning it. Visit us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Bonus for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid 5/11 to 6/1.
Different cities across the state of Kansas have been ranked in the top of the best and worst places to raise a family across the nation. As WIBW reports it, according to the latest national report from WalletHub.com on the best and worst places to raise a family, the city of Overland Park has ranked second best place in the nation to raise a family, ranking 115th for family fun, 17th across the nation for health and safety, number 5 for education and child care, and number 1 nationally for affordability, along with 3rd for socioeconomics. In the report, Kansas City also came in overall ranking 76th across the nation, sitting at 97th for education and child care, 46th for affordability, and 97th for socioeconomics. The city of Wichita came in at 151st nationwide, sitting 158th for education and child care, 173rd for family fun, 161st for health and safety, and 71st for socioeconomics. Overall, the top five on the list include Fremont, California, Overland Park, Kansas, Irvine, California, Plano, Texas, and South Burlington, Vermont.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ending of Title 42 and the surge of migrants coming in from the southern border, with the crises going on and the state of Texas declaring a declaration of emergency, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen last week ended up authorizing a deployment of 10 different state troopers to the Texas border, releasing a statement saying, quote, our nation has a serious and unchecked threat on its hands following President Biden's decision to end Title 42. Nebraska is committed to using every tool in its toolbox to help stop the influx of illegal immigration at our southern border. Illegal immigrants hurt our nation's security, undermines the rule of law, and threatens the well-being of our state. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that Governor Pillen also went down to visit the state of Texas last week to meet with Governor Greg Abbott, along with other fellow Republican governors, to discuss how the state could be of assistance in helping with the crises. The troopers had volunteered from the state of Nebraska, are all experienced drone operators, and are set to be down in Texas for 2 weeks. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Representatives of the Waterville Ambulance Board met with commissioners last week to discuss increased costs of ambulance services. County appropriation, $37,000, has included $25,000 for Waterville and $12,000 for Blue Rapids for several years without an increase. Commissioners will consider this information as they work on the 2024 budget. Agency on Aging will increase lunch prices from $4 to $5 a meal effective July 1st and has proposed transportation increases. Those must be approved through the Kansas Department of Transportation. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. They were advised that work on the county Grain Belt Express transmission lines would not begin until 2024. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet this week due to Monday's holiday. Next meeting is June 5th. At their last meeting, they indicated they would meet with department heads in June to get an indication what commissioners are considering as far as pay increases for 2024 in order to assist with budget proposals. Tornado sirens were discussed with emergency management, who reminds people sirens are designed to notify those residents outdoors, and that weather radios should supplement warnings when inside homes and businesses. There are many city council and school board positions open for the coming election, with a primary August 1st and general election November 7th. Deadline to file is Thursday, June 1st at noon. U.S. Census estimates released as of July 1st last year show Marshall County falling below 10,000 residents with 9,982, a drop of 28 from a year earlier, down 44 from 2 years previous. Washington County population fell to 5,501, down 25 from the year previous, off 31 from 2 years earlier. These are estimates based on a formula including migrations and births versus deaths in each Kansas county. Doc Linda has announced her pending retirement. Dr. Linda Warren resigns from the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic at the end of June. She notes 60 years of patient care, serving as a physician for 53 years, along with Dr. Roger Warren of Hanover, who retired previously. River Valley Extension District will offer wheat plot tours Thursday, June 1st in Republic County at the North Central Kansas Experiment Field, 2 miles west of Belleville on U.S. 36, beginning at 8 a.m., and at Polanski Seed, 1.5 miles east of Belleville on U.S. 36, at 10 a.m., with a lunch to follow. The wheat plot tours will continue in Washington County Thursday, June 8th, at the Oldie Seed Farms, 3 miles east of Palmer on 4th Road, beginning at 5:30, with a supper to follow. For additional details, contact the K-State River Valley Extension District office. Ronald L. Ron Little, age 80, of Centralia, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Centralia Community Church East. Burial in the Centralia Cemetery. Visitation Thursday. Family will see friends from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca in charge of arrangements for Ron Little. James D. Jim Mayer, age 71, of Lincoln, formerly of Washington, passed away May 24th. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Mayer. Scott A. Thorngate, age 54, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Scott Thorngate. Brian D. Poehler Poulsen, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Brian Poehler Poulsen. June Myers, age 93, of Manhattan, formerly of Marysville, passed away May 24th. Services pending with Kinsley's in charge for June Myers.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Scattered showers are possible overnight tonight, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Some showers are possible on and off throughout Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And more rain throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. These showers will pick up as we head into Friday, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s, southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20, and more showers and thunderstorms likely over Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still more rain likely throughout Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s, and showers continue early Saturday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Scattered showers still possible throughout Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and more scattered showers throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 81. Record high on this date, 103. The average low, 59, and the record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04.
If your lettuce leaves look like Swiss cheese, your garden has a slug problem. We will share a clever trick to deal with them next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 31st, the 151st day of the year. Clint Eastwood celebrates a birthday, and on this day in 1884, flake cereal was patented by John Harvey Kellogg. Slugs can be the bane of the backyard garden, and if you find they've invaded your space, the answer might be beer for the slugs, that is, not the gardener. Here's one possible remedy. Find some used glass jars and sink them in the garden so the top is level with the soil. Fill them with beer to within a half inch of the top. Then wait. The beer will lure the slugs to the container where they fall in and drown. It's not the alcohol that lures them, but the yeast. A solution of baking yeast and sugar water should also do the trick as well if you'd rather not use beer. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
In our area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof or outbuilding, call Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, phone 785-336-1583. Offering free estimates and the highest quality work. From shingling residential buildings to tackling metal roofing, even concrete work can be done by Lozano Construction and Roofing. Mother Nature moves quick. Respond quicker by calling Lozano Construction and Roofing, 785-336-1583.
Sheer Quality Furniture is eager to watch the Beatrice American Legion baseball team at this week's games. They're ready to pitch, hit, and throw their way to victory. From your friends and fans at Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Hummus Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Seneca Post 23 American Legion baseball team and is rooting for the athletes to strike out their opponents and field the ball with precision. Good luck from Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Last night, the Royals were in action as they were in St. Louis playing the Cardinals. The Royals tried to make a comeback in the top of the ninth where they scored one, but they came up just a little bit short as the Cardinals beat the Royals 2-1. Royals will be in action again against St. Louis today. News out of Wichita State, as we heard earlier in the year, of Eric Wedge stepped away due to personal health matters. That left Lauren Hibbs to step in and be the interim coach. Wichita State has now decided that they're going to move on and do a search for a new head baseball coach. Other news out of Wichita State, as of Tuesday, after the announcement of looking for a new coach, that new coach may have to find a decent amount of players, as the cupboards may be bare. As of Tuesday evening, at least 20 players from last year's team have entered the transfer portal. That's a look at your sports on Mid-America Network Sports.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Check out 5482. It's a medium to early maturity with excellent sugarcane aphid tolerance. Semi-open bronze head with excellent performance in tough, dry weather.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roller Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Taking a look at sports, starting with K-State, as their head coach Pete Hughes spoke out about his team not making the Division I baseball tournament. He said the Division I baseball committee and the system failed K-State, our program, and our seniors, Hughes stated. It's obvious that the committee overemphasized the RPI and flawed metric. The regional disparities of the RPI are glaring and still were used as the tool to form shape and make decisions. As once again, K-State did get left out of the team of 64 Division I baseball teams in the tournament. Last night, the Royals were in action as they were in St. Louis, as the Royals come up a little bit short as they make a run in the top of the ninth, but the Cardinals come out on top as they score two runs on five hits to beat the Royals 2-1. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim.
Taking a large group to the state track meet last weekend, the Frankfort girls had a strong showing in all of their relay races. A 7th place finish in the 4x8, 6th place finish in the 4x4, and a 3rd place podium finish in the 4x1. Individually, junior Hattie Gross finished 8th in the open 200. Fellow junior Emma Hardwick placed 3rd in the 300-meter hurdles, while sophomore Breely Ebert finished 8th in the hurdles as well. For the boys, sophomore Lane Loizo finished 4th in the 100-meter dash, while classmate Ty Smith brought home a 5th place in pole vault. Regan Becker of the Centralia Panthers was able to bring home a gold medal in her last meet at the state setting. Jumping 5 foot 4 inches in the high jump, Becker placed 1st, while also bringing home a 3rd place in long jump. Sophomore Tatum Kramer placed 10th in the open 400-meter dash, while the girls' 4x8 team placed 12th. For the boys, senior Brock Reinecke finished his high school career with a fourth place finish in shot put and 12th in discus. Junior Reese Tanking was also able to place 11th in long jump. The Axel Eagle boys brought home the 2023 1A team title after the dust settled last week at state track. Junior Grady Bussing had great success, claiming two individual golds in the 1 mile and open 800 races. The 4x8 team consisting of Isaac Detweiler, Evan Bussing, Dalton Heinen, and Grady Bussing ran away with the event, winning gold by more than 10 seconds, while the 4x4 team placed fourth. Freshman Landon Schmitz placed 9th in the 110 hurdles and 4th in the 300 hurdles. Sophomore Brandon Schmelsley had a full day as he placed 5th in the open 100, 8th in the 200, 5th in long jump, and 6th in triple jump. Fellow sophomore Gavin Shaughnessy placed 6th in the mile, and Dalton Heinen placed 11th in the 800. Junior Sawyer Dieters held his own in field events with a 5th place finish in discus and a 10th place finish in shot. The lone Lady Eagle, Kylie Smith, brought home a 6th place finish in triple jump. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind. So let us design a policy for you.
There is a difference.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville. Car enthusiast, mark your calendar for Saturday, June 3rd. The 32nd annual Marysville Auto Fest is downtown on the Bricks. $20 per car entry fee will include drawings for door prizes, cash giveaways, and they'll award trophies. Entertainment with a beer garden throughout the day. A Friday night cruise, 5:30 till 8:30. Saturday, registration 8 till noon. The car show runs noon till 3:30. For details, phone 402-239-2971 or 785-556-0576. Find Marysville Auto Fest on Facebook.
Add vertical interest and edibility to containers and in-ground gardens with red climbing spinach. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Although it's not a true spinach, the leaves have a buttery, almost nutty spinach flavor. Eat the succulent leaves fresh, steamed, or sautéed, or use it as a wrap for your favorite chicken or seafood salad. Red climbing spinach, also known as red Malabar spinach, grows best in full sun and hot weather. It thrives in the heat when most other greens begin to fade. Its red stems, pink flowers, and deep purple fruit create a colorful display. Purchase transplants or start seeds indoors 6 to 8 weeks before the last spring frost. Scarify the seeds by scraping the hard seed coat with a file or sandpaper before planting. Move transplants outdoors several weeks after the last spring frost. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Imagine being taken a prisoner of war, not once, but twice. While you are away from home, the opposing army used your house to treat their wounded soldiers. It was real life here in Spring Hill, Tennessee. It's next on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nathaniel Chairs IV and his wife Susan built a large plantation home near Spring Hill, Tennessee. When the Civil War began, Nathaniel became a major in the Confederate Army.
He spent a good portion of the war, though, in prison. He was captured twice during the war at the Battle of Fort Donelson in February of 1862.
He spent 6 months in prison in Boston and was then released in exchange for Union prisoners. His freedom was short-lived.
Nathaniel got captured a second time outside of Memphis and was almost executed because he was gathering cattle for food for the army.
Union soldiers believed he was actually spying and were ready to execute him.
Luckily for Nathaniel, he was a Freemason, and so was the Union officer in charge of the execution. So he was sent to a prison instead in Columbus, Ohio.
Chairs remained there for much of the rest of the war. Meanwhile, his home back in Tennessee was in the thick of the fighting.
The house here was used as a hospital and headquarters for both armies, kind of on and off throughout the war. The house itself, it sits on a main road, and this area during the Civil War, you have both armies kind of moving back and forth.
Chairs was pardoned by President Johnson after the war and eventually returned here to the home. Today, the Chairs estate, Ripa Villa Plantation, is open to visitors. Traveling the countryside in Spring Hill, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.
It feels good to take a cool dip in the pond on a hot day. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Paying attention to water quality conditions will help you avoid health risks as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
As a teenager, my parents' best friends had a farm pond, and during the summer, our two families spent a lot of time together fishing and swimming. I stayed away from algae because I thought it was gross, but otherwise never thought about any health risks from the water. Bob Rose is a retired extension water quality specialist at the University of Missouri. He says pond water always has waterborne pathogens, and most of them aren't harmful. It's generally not necessary to test for bacteria unless certain conditions would warrant it. A source water survey can tell you a lot about the quality.
Looking at where the water is coming from, what it flows over before it gets into the pond, that's really about the best thing you can do. If the water runs through a feedlot and gets into the pond, then the chances are very good you'll have exceptionally high levels of bacteria, and you may want to check it. But most of the time we know that you're going to be above what we would classify as a safe limit for a public beach for swimming.
Geese that call your pond home can add a lot of bacteria in the water. However, Bros says the sun will eventually kill much of the bacteria, so it doesn't stay suspended in the water for an extended period of time. Do a visual inspection of the surface. If you see green or brown scum, an oily sheen, or floating dead fish, it's not a good idea to jump in. Most algae blooms aren't harmful to humans, but it's unpleasant to swim in. Bros says common sense is your best defense.
Can you get in water that's stagnant or water that's got algae in it? Yes, you can. But make sure that you don't drink that water. You don't swallow it. Make sure that you don't get in the water if you have an open wound or something. That could easily get infected.
Learn more about farm pond water quality at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Living in a place that has four seasons. But there's one thing I've learned from a lot of hot summers and cold winters. The weather can really set you back if you're not prepared. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, before winter hits, I put my snow kit in my car. Gloves, hats, boots, and an ice scraper. In the summer, well, it's sunscreen, sunglasses, and a pair of flip-flops. The way I see it, life has seasons too, and it's important to be financially prepared. Let's be honest, your needs are a lot different when you're just out of college than when you're ready to retire. One way to prepare for these milestones is to create a financial strategy that connects your finances with your faith. It should include what you need now and in the future, and how you want to give to others. It's comforting to know that each year the seasons will change according to God's plan. And if you have a plan for your life's seasons, you can live a more content, confident, and generous life.
A Silicon Valley company looks to be a global leader in the agricultural carbon marketplace. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. In the real world, you have winners and losers. In Bumetra's world, everyone wins. Bumetra is based in California and is working with 150,000 farmers around the world as a carbon sequestration facilitator. Company founder and CEO, Adith Murthy.
Our business model is one where the farmer wins, the corporations buying the credits win, the partners we work with on the ground who enable us to do the things that we do, they win by getting a percentage. Everyone wins. And everyone's interests are aligned to sequester more carbon and improve the lands.
Murthy says Bumetra leverages satellite sensing and AI technology to lower the cost of carbon credit verification. He says the company partners with local agribusinesses to connect with farmers.
And it's only through working with trusted partners like we do today and with the trusted growers that we work with that we are able to ensure that the carbon can be stored successfully by the growers and maintained so that both the buyers have the certainty that the carbon is stored, but also the growers. You have the certainty that the carbon is stored and will continue to help your soil to be more climate resilient and maintain good yields and so on.
Learn more at Bumetra.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Wednesday, May the 31st. Well, hosting Association USA, the world's largest dairy cattle breed organization, is expanding its multi-breed classification program this summer. The association's team of expert dairy classifiers will now offer linear type evaluations for five dairy breeds. Bob Cervera has the story.
Hosting Association USA classifiers travel a lot of miles, visiting farms and evaluating dairy cattle in barns across the country. The team is experienced, well-trained, and passionate about what they do.
We've got a great team. Their average tenure is 18 years on the job. So they're true professionals at evaluating dairy cattle. And while their primary focus is Holsteins, most of our classifiers just enjoy looking at cows of all breeds, and they just really enjoy looking at the cows, meeting the farmers, and seeing different operations.
That's Lindsay Warden, Executive Director of Genetic Services for Holstein Association USA. She said the commitment to quality evaluations is why the organization now offers its joint classification services to more dairy cattle breeds. In addition to U.S. registered Holsteins and red and white Holsteins, the association has been classifying Guernsey cattle for the American Guernsey Association since 2018. This summer, milking shorthorns and Ayrshires will be added to the lineup. Here's Holstein Association USA CEO John Meyer.
The more things we could do together, the better. And one of these things is joint classification. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to have different people going down the same country roads to classify four or five different breeds of cattle. And today, so many different farms have more than one breed of cattle. So the Ayrshire folks and milking shorthorn people are very excited about this opportunity, and we are too.
And that's a look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
When your family works in agriculture, you weather a lot together. Long hours, financial worries, forces you can't control. So when one of you is struggling, you're in it together too. Stress, anxiety, depression, they don't discriminate.
and no amount of duct tape or twine will fix things. Do you know someone who's suffering? They can feel better, and you can help. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington, we've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have...
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
The USDA is using drones to scare off wolves and protect livestock herds. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Agriculture seems to continue to find new uses for drones. Another one might be using drones to haze wolves that are attacking cattle. In Oregon, the USDA Wildlife Service's Southwest District Supervisor, Paul Wolf, says that they really weren't too sure what to expect when they tried using a drone for hazing wolves.
First wolf we encountered, the pilot flew the drone over to the wolf, and the wolf started to play ball and wanting to jump at the drone and play with it. And right away, the pilot, he calls me and says, "Hey, Paul, this is not going to work." This gave us that opportunity to realize that it doesn't work. We put the speaker on it, flew that drone back over to that same animal. And, of course, it was ready and waiting and wanted to play. And the minute the pilot spoke across the loudspeaker and said, "Hey, Wolf, get out of here," that animal turned and ran. He's like, "I think we got something."
Wolf says that although he is excited about the success so far, he is questioning how long it will work. He is also excited about the potential use of drones for monitoring herds.
The drone would drop down and get a better view, and sometimes it's a bear, sometimes it's a cougar, sometimes it's a wolf, you know? And so the team right now is like, "I can't operate without having a drone," you know? It would be fantastic to have a drone being able to detect a wolf and go, "Hey, that's a wolf," and then notify the rancher so he can go out and check on his animals or, you know, interrupt it. It's neat for where we are right now and what we're trying to accomplish.
So far, he says this is a win-win solution for both wolf advocates and livestock owners. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it looks as if the markets right now are a bit defensive because of the unknown concerning the debt ceiling deal is supposed to be voted on tonight. So right now, everybody's just kind of waiting to see what's going on. So trading is a bit down in some sectors, up in others. July corn right now, 593 and a half, down a half. September corn, 516 and three quarters. That's down 3.25. Kansas City wheat for July, 784. That's up up a quarter right now. September Kansas City wheat, 780.5, and that is flat. July oats, 340.25. That's down 5.75. Oats for September, 344, and that's down 3.5. July soybeans right now, 1294.5. That's down 2. August soybeans, 1214.75. That's down 4.75. Looking at cotton for July, 83.09. That's down 90 cents. October cotton, 80.91. Paused right now. December cotton, 79.35. That's down 86 cents. Live cattle for June, 169, 7.5 cents. That's up 20 cents. August live cattle, 167.50. That's up 32.5 cents. Feeder cattle for August, 239, 12.5 cents. That's up $1.35. September feeder cattle, 242, 22.5 right now. That's up $1.55. Crude oil for July, down 91 cents right now per barrel at 68.55. August crude, 68.71. That's down 89 cents currently. Looking at gold, you've got June gold at $1,964.80. That's up $6.80. Silver for July, $2,357. That's up 33 cents. And Wall Street right now, the Dow's down 200, S&P down 32, NASDAQ down 111. That's your market information.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need Coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener disc or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbileneMachine.com. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
C&K Service salutes all of Sabetha FFA chapter and commends their dedication to strengthening the agricultural base of our community. The members have worked hard all year long, and everyone is very proud of them. Enjoy yourselves at the state convention. From the staff of C&K Service in Sabetha.
Lameness in cattle can affect cattle's health and productivity. K-State's beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpop discusses lameness in cattle during the summer grazing months. Knowing what causes lameness and how to identify what the issue is are all things that producers need to know when diagnosing. Foot rot is a common reason for limping, but not the only reason. Tarpoff explains why it is important to know what else can cause lameness.
So I do want to break down today some of the common pasture lameness. Foot rot is only one of those. Foot rot is a very specific condition. It's a bacterial infection just under the skin in the lower foot. In order for foot rot to actually take a hold, we need to have a breakdown in that protective barrier that can be caused by a lot of different situations. Throughout Kansas and the plains, dry conditions, we can see cracking in between the toes. All of a sudden, we crack that skin enough allows this bacteria to get under the skin and really flourish. There's a number of different products that can be utilized for cattle producers to treat this disease.
Tarpoff says if the animal doesn't have symmetric lameness, it could be more sinister, like a deep infection.
But some of those non-responsive foot rots, those are deep infections. So it's really important to see that if you have a lame animal, if there's only one toe that has swelling, there's something different than that. That's not a regular foot rot. When we look at what's the structure of the foot, if there's not a whole lot of tissue down in the lower parts of the foot. So we have to be very cautious. If we have one-sided swelling or a non-responsive foot rot, usually we have some of those deeper-seated infections.
Calves that face a respiratory disease and are being weaned have a possibility of septic arthritis, which can cause lameness.
Our younger calves, if we had some respiratory disease possibly go through them, pre-weaning, fresh off the cow, So some of our fall calves that we might be weaning, we might be turning them out to grass, or even some of our calves that are on the cow right now. These young animals, usually it's after a bout of respiratory disease, we get what's called septic arthritis. And that's an arthritis that is caused by a bacteria, either Mycoplasma or Staphylus, that those bacteria get seeded in to some of the big joints. Front legs, the elbow, the back leg, we can see it in the hip, even a little bit lower. But when we see these big joints that swell up, we have to make sure that, yes, it's carrying a leg and it's lame, but the foot is normal. Where is the swelling? And if it's in some of those bigger joints, we know right away that it's septic arthritis. And working with your veterinarian for a treatment regimen will be necessary because it takes a little while to heal up. We get rid of the bacteria, but it's a long-term care to get those animals over it.
That was Kansas State University beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discussing the types of lameness that can occur during summer turnout. Having a good relationship with your veterinarian can set you up for success when dealing with things such as lameness as you work to diagnose the problem. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.